easy to get sidetracked with all of our busy lives and new jobs and school and stresses of marriage or whatever it is that you guys are struggling with. We're in a spiritual war in this world. We need to think of it as a physical war raging around us. What happens if you're in war? There's no time to sit down and not fight. You're never not aware. You're never not just completely fully engaged and alert. So why so often, when we're dealing with stuff way more important than a physical war, our eternal souls, do we sit down, turn things off? We are consumed with what's happening on the ground and not the enemy standing above us with his sword about to chop our heads off. And I get it. We've got a lot of stuff going on, but we need to start training our minds, and this is why I always go back to memorizing scripture and stuff that we can dwell on all day, because we can't always pick up our Bible and read. So we need to have at least a good, 10 solid foundational gospel verses in our minds, and I pray that it becomes way more than that over the course of years. But so it's stuff that we can quote to ourselves and give us strength and get our minds and hearts back focused right, because we can't go a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week without making Christ the center of our hearts and glorifying God. What does it mean to glorify God? We need to be living in that who God is mindset to help us get through this stuff. I just want us to be thinking properly in all of our endeavors all day long, because we're so consumed all day with what's unnecessary and what's going to be fading away one day. God is forever. Our souls are forever. He wants to make us ready for Him forever. So let's get on it. 2 Corinthians 7:1. I pray you guys are memorizing it. If you are, please let me know. Therefore, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Therefore, stop right there. The therefore, because the previous verses is Jesus making all these promises to the people in Corinth. And those promises roll over to us if we trust and obey Him, that, He's got an eternity planned for us, and He's got hope and joy and peace and love all for us if we follow Him. So again, chapter 7, verse 1, therefore, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and soul, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Now, there's a lot there, and it's wonderful. A whole sermon can be taught on just that one verse. So therefore, since we have these promises, the promises of hope and love and peace and joy in Christ, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and soul. So that's what we're striving for every day, how we need to be seeking after purity every day and cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit. So not just our body, though. We need to be creating a clean heart and a clean mind. And this can only all be done by the Holy Spirit that Christ has given to us once we are following Him. Of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion. Now, we will never be complete, perfect, and holy until Christ's return, and He raises us up and to be with Him for eternity. But until, if we're not striving for that holiness and completion until that last day, we won't see it. So bring holiness to completion in the fear of God, because God is perfect and holy, and He demands perfection, a perfection that we can't give. So we need Christ to intercede for us. He has already paid the price, but we need to accept and follow Him so that God can see us as He sees Christ, because Christ covers us with His holy robes and He takes on our filthy rags. That's how good our God is. So therefore, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. I love you guys.